Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're playing Love Guru today, Bob.
Yeah, you're appointed yourself.
And I'm bringing you with me.
Yeah, and I just decided I have to endorse this against my better judgment.
Yeah, yesterday I talked about the fact that while watching Maths, I realised there was something special about, you know, talking to an imaginary camera while you're in the middle of a debate with your partner.
Yeah, but now you just think you can solve any problem.
Absolutely, I do think I can.
Well, as much as I advise against it, Sam in Wakery's given us a buzz. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Hopefully you're okay. You're ringing in for some love advice, I believe. What have you got for us?
I am indeed. So my girlfriend has moved away for work, so we're currently doing long distance.
Oh.
So it's a little bit tough. I'm sure you guys can imagine. Obviously, when she goes out on the weekend or, you know, she does anything, my mind wanders and I stress out a little bit.
So she's in the city?
Yeah.
Okay. I've also done this with my fiance for a year. It can be quite tricky. Here's the thing. You don't want her to forget about your existence. So I suggest...
Is that going to happen?
No.
Well, not if you follow Brooke's advice. Sam, please listen to
exactly
her.
Exactly right, Sam. Listen, all you have to do is consistently send her just once a week a photo of your face. Just have it rock up on her door in a frame so she can put it in her room or something and she'll never forget you.
So not texting, physical snail mail.
Physical snail mail, just like one photo, maybe a week, perhaps get more and more progressive as time goes on. I don't think she'll have a problem with it. She'll see your face and go, that's right, I have a boyfriend several hundred kilometres away.
Progressive as do you mean like go down my body each week?
No, she's not suggesting that. We're not...
I just assumed you meant a bigger photograph. Go from the postcard, go to the A3.
Or just more. Like, start it off, just like send her one on a Monday, wait a week, send her another one. But then send her like three the following week, one for every day of the week. Just, you really want to cement that you are still in her life.
Okay. All right. I'll take notes. I've taken notes. I'll start doing it next week.
Great. You're very welcome.
Can I confess, Brooke?
Yeah.
I am a little bit concerned for Corbin.
He's fine.
The other side of this?
He's absolutely fine.
He can take it?
Yeah, he can take it. Oh, boy.